One of our challenges of Florida Ag is not just selling its product, but defending its image. When it gets framed in some recent news accounts that were titled Dying on the Vine, as one newspaper recently reported. And I want everybody to know that we at the University of Florida and within IFAS, we generate an annual impact report that documents that Florida agriculture is a huge economic engine for the state. For example, let me just, if I can, give you some facts that our agriculture economists have documented. The agricultural, natural resources, and food industries directly or indirectly create 2.2 million Florida jobs. And that's nearly one out of every five jobs in the entire state. Yet, there are still news reports that the $155 billion a year economic impact is not a major part of the state's economy. These industries pay $12.9 billion a year in federal, state, and local taxes. And that's property, excise, and sales taxes, not income taxes. So, you know, there's communities where these taxes are a significant part of the local tax base that, you know, pays for police, teachers in the classroom, trash collection, very important for rural Florida especially. And a lot of the people may not know that we as a state are number one in the United States in the value of production of oranges, grapefruit, and tropical foliage plants. We're first in the production in the whole country in sugarcane and first in sweet corn. We're number one in snap peas, in pickling cucumbers, in squash, in watermelons, in cultivated greens, and fresh market tomatoes. I mean, that's huge. And more importantly, our agricultural natural resource industries manage about two-thirds of the state's land area. And, you know, this is land that's critical to our water supply, the quality of our air, our climate. It provides incredible wildlife habitat and outdoor recreation for our citizens. So by so many of these measures, agriculture is an essential part of who we are as a state, and it's not an urban myth has been portrayed just recently in the media. But, you know, numbers aside, I think what we have in Florida is a tremendous success story. Every day, more than 1,000 people continue to move here and call this state home. And so we pave over many farms to make way for the subdivisions that will house those people. Yet the new supermarkets that pop up to feed these newcomers all contain aisle upon aisle of Florida-produced food. That's more food from less land. And this is a success story. And it's led by a strong commissioner of agriculture. It's led by the science and innovation provided by the University of Florida, our state's land-grant university. And very importantly, an engaged commodity and stakeholder group such as the Florida Farm Bureau, Citrus Mutual, the Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association, the Florida Nursery Growers and Landscape Association, Florida Cattlemen, and more and more. So it's important to understand that by 2070, we're projected to add another 14 million Floridians. And every one of those folks got to eat. So I believe that the University of Florida and Florida agriculture will play a significant role in meeting the challenge of feeding the projected global population of nearly 10 billion by 2050. So there's opportunities for tremendous growth in these industries and a bright future overall for Florida agriculture. And I know I threw a lot at you, but, you know, if any of your listeners want a summary of agriculture's industrial, the industry's economic impact in our state, I suggest that they visit our website at ifas.ufl.edu, where we have a fact sheet posted that sums up everything I just discussed.